You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 227, covering week 36, September 6th through 12th, 2021. LACA 3.4 has been released, which allows you to turn computers, set-top boxes, or single-board computers into a full-fledged game console for running retro games. The project is a modification of LibreElect, which was originally designed for creating home theaters. LACA builds are generated for i386 and x86-64 platforms with Intel, NVIDIA, or AMD GPUs and nearly all ARM-based systems. At the same time, a new release of RetroArch 1.9.9 is out, on which LACA is based. RetroArch emulates a wide range of devices and supports advanced features such as multiplayer games, save state, enhancing legacy games with shaders, rewinding games, hot-plugging gamepads, and video streaming. Emulated consoles include Atari 2600, 7800 Jaguar and Lynx, Game Boy, Mega Drive, NES, Nintendo 64 and DS, PC Engine, PSP, Sega 32X and CD, Super NES, etc. It supports gamepads from most existing game consoles, including PlayStation 3, DualShock 3, 8-bit Do, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and Xbox 360. Cisco has announced a major new release of the free Clam AV 0.104.0 antivirus suite. The project passed to Cisco in 2013 after the purchase of Sourcefire, developers of Clam AV and Snort. The project code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. Cisco also announced the beginnings of Clam AV long-term support branches, for which maintenance will be provided for 3 years from the date of the first release in the branch. The first LTS branch will be Clam AV 0.103, for which updates with the elimination of vulnerabilities and critical issues will be released until 2023. Updates for branches not classified as LTS will be published for at least 4 months after the first release of the next branch is released, as will the ability to download the signature database for non-LTS branches. Ryan Finney released Finix 1.2.3 as the newest version of his Debian-based Live Linux distro for system administrators. The sysadmin-oriented distro is now based on the latest Debian GNU Linux 11 Bullseye operating system, rather than tracking the Debian testing repositories. While the distribution is still powered by the Linux 5.10 LTS kernel series, the Finix 1.2.3 release adds several goodies for system administrators, such as the SSHD and password kernel command line options, as well as a basic command not found handler that provides users with explicit instructions on how to install certain packages. On top of that, this release updates the Finix command to instruct users on how to enable support for the ZFS file system, introduces a new package called Jove, Jonathan's own version of Emacs, which is a compact yet powerful Emacs-style text editor, and adds man pages for several Finix-specific commands including Wi-Fi Connect and Locale Config. A new version of the Terran tool DBMS 2.8 is available, which provides permanent data storage with the return of information from RAM in-memory database. The DBMS combines the high query processing speed typical of NoSQL systems, for example Memcached and Redis, with the reliability of traditional DBMSs, Oracle MySQL and PostgreSQL. Terran tool is written in C and allows you to create stored procedures in Lua. The code is distributed under the BSD license. The DBMS allows you to efficiently work with large amounts of data under high loads. Among the features of Terran tool, it has the ability to create handlers in the Lua language. LuaJIT is built in. The use of the message pack format when exchanging data with the client. The presence of two built-in engines. Support for secondary keys, four types of indexes. Means for synchronous and asynchronous replication in master-master mode, support for connection authentication and access control, and the ability to process SQL queries. The Hunix 16 distribution is out, aimed at providing guaranteed anonymity, security, and protection of private information. Hunix boot images are built to run under the control of the KVM hypervisor. Builds for VirtualBox and for use on the Cubes operating system have been delayed, while Hunix 16 test builds continue to ship. The project is distributed under the GPLv3 license. The distribution is based on Debian GNU Linux and uses Tor to ensure anonymity. Hunix features include the division of the distribution into two separately properly installed components, and Hunix Gateway with an implementation of a network gateway for anonymous communications, and Hunix Workstation with a desktop. Forwarding over Tor tunnels is possible for Freenet, I2P, John Donim, SSH, and VPN. If desired, the user can use only Hunix Gateway and connect through it their usual systems, including Windows, which make it possible to provide anonymous logoff for workstations already in use. OpenSSL 3.0.0 library was released with the implementation of SSL and TLS protocols and various encryption algorithms. The new branch includes changes that break backward compatibility at the API and ABI levels, but the changes will not affect most applications, which require a rebuild to translate from OpenSSL 1.1.1. Support for the previous branch of OpenSSL 1.1.1 will continue until September 2023. The version number changes due to the transition to the traditional major.minor.patch numbering. From now on, the first digit in the version number will change only when compatibility at the API/ABI level is violated, and the second when increasing functionality without changing the API/ABI. Corrective updates will ship with a third digit change. The 3.0.0 number immediately after 1.1.1 was chosen to avoid collisions with the FIPS module under development for OpenSSL, which was numbered 2.x. The desktop-oriented distribution GhostBSD 09.21.06 is out, built from FreeBSD and offering a user Mete desktop. By default, GhostBSD uses the ZFS file system. Both GhostBSD and FreeBSD work in live mode, and installation of a hard disk is supported, using its own installer G-install written in Python. Boot images are built for the x86-64 architecture. Tails 4.22, the Amnesiac Incognito Live System, has been published and is available for download based on Debian and designed to provide anonymous access to a network. Anonymous logging into Tails is provided by the Tor system. All connections except for traffic through the Tor network are blocked by the packet filter by default. Encryption is used to store user data in the mode of saving user data between runs. Changes have been made to the Tor connection wizard, which makes it possible to connect from censored networks through bridged gateways to bypass the blocking. It has also become possible to save the selected bridge gateway in permanent storage, as well as to manually adjust the time in case of a failure to connect to Tor through bridge gateways using OBFS4. A button has been added to the error pages to retry the connection to Tor. An alpha release of GNU Anastasis, a protocol and implementation application for securely backing up encryption keys and access codes, has been announced. The project is being developed by the devs of the GNU Taylor payment system in response to the need for a tool for recovering keys lost after a failure in a storage system or because of a forgotten password with which the key was encrypted. The project is written in C and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. The PipeWire 0.3.35 project has published a new release, which is a new generation multimedia server to replace Pulse Audio. PipeWire has enhanced video streaming capabilities over Pulse Audio, low latency audio processing, and a new security model for device and stream access control. The project is supported in GNOME and is already the default in Fedora Linux. The project code is written in C and is distributed under the LGPLv 2.1 license. The KDE project released KDE Frameworks 5.86, containing more than 80 add-on libraries to Qt for a wide range of commonly needed functionality to the KDE Plasma desktop environment. KDE Frameworks improves the Plasma Wayland session for NVIDIA GPU users who encountered content update failures on window resize or KRunner not display search results. It also fixes two critical memory leaks that may affect the KDE Plasma desktop environment and Plasma widgets. Among the improvements, this release brings back currency conversions in KRunner and the kickoff application menu, adds support for editing the icons for all installed apps through kickoff's edit application menu, displays applications launched from a global shortcut in the system monitor's applications page, and improves the shadows for Plasma pop-ups, dialogues, OSDs, and notifications to be more consistent with the shadows for app windows. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.